It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you for listening. I appreciate you. Thank you so much to our super producer and host, Ryan Hickey in New York City. And thank you to Connor as well for helping to hold things down. Wherever you're at, I hope you're well. I hope you're safe. I hope you're good. All of that stuff. Okay, I'll be hanging out with you for the next 2 hours. This show gets started every single weekday. That doesn't mean Saturday. That doesn't mean Sunday. People asking for me on those days, I'm not here. I'm here Monday through Friday, starting at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. If you missed a minute of the show, hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. It's not that difficult. Get the app. You can listen on your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. If you got yourself SiriusXM, go to channel 158. If you got yourself a smart speaker, ask the speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. Hey, I need you to think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. We've had a busy show so far. Thank you to Vincent Bonsignor for joining us from the Las Vegas Review-Journal. We talked about Devontae Adams. We heard from Antonio Pierce today, head coach of the Las Vegas Raiders. He didn't give us anything. Gave us absolutely no insight as to the future of Devontae Adams, whether he wanted to be traded, why Antonio apparently liked the post on Instagram saying that he was done as a Raider. We got no answers, nothing. We just know that sooner than later, it's highly likely Devontae Adams is going to be on another team. Just a matter of where. The New York Jets are telling us a bunch of lies. Rob Saleh, Aaron Rodgers, they're all good. They're friends. They're buddy-buddy. I do not believe it. Right before we went to break, we talked about Mike Norvell. He is lying to himself if he thinks he's going to be sticking around as the head coach of the Seminoles. This is a team that's 1-4. They're going to finish. They're going to finish with a bad record. Let's just put it that way. I got Clemson whooping that ass on Saturday. 1-5 on the way for those Seminoles. We talked about Christian McCaffrey. His dad says he works too hard. Wow. Okay. All right. It is his job to work hard, but it's also his job to rest. He should go out there and try it. What a day. What a show. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We've had some eliminations today. Congratulations to the Detroit Tigers advancing in the postseason for the first time since 2013. The Tigers beat the Astros 5-2. And then in Kansas City, not in Kansas City, but in Baltimore, the Royals, they beat the Orioles 2-1. The Orioles season is over. That's cool. I like that. Right now, the New York Mets and the Brewers, they're tied at 1-1 out in Milwaukee. Hickey, the Mets are going to do it, right? The Mets are going to advance too?
I hope so.
Okay, we'll see. And then we got another game tonight, the Braves and the Padres. As I'm here on air, I'll keep you up to date on all the baseball that's going on. And we also got these news flashes. Marco Belletti will come through, and then we got Manny Rodriguez next hour. So we'll keep you up to date on everything going on in the Major League Baseball playoffs. But I must remind you, it's Wednesday. And every single Wednesday, I bring you a new top six list. Today is not going to be any different. And I've been inspired. We've been inspired by some of these teams over the past week in the world of sports that have just been, for lack of a better term, a word, dysfunctional. Teams, organizations that can't get out of their own damn way. Teams that week to week, month to month, have just become jokes and laughing stocks. And you can't go out there and you can't take these teams seriously. How they have fans that actually pay to participate in their nonsense is comical in and of itself. And it doesn't matter whether you kick a ball, throw a ball, shoot a ball, or hit one. These are teams that you would think are just a part of the circus, and not billion-dollar entities. It's another Wednesday. I've been doing this for years. It's time for a new top six list of dysfunctional teams in sports right now.
6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's time to get JR's latest top six list, only on the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Hey, listen, folks, it's time to take a look, as I just told you, at six of the most dysfunctional teams in sports right now. This minute, this second, what the hell are they doing and why are they so crazy? But, you know, before we go there, I feel so good. You have no idea. I feel so good with the fact right now. How can I say this? The Washington Commanders are nowhere near this list. This should tell you what new ownership does to a city, what it does to a region and a franchise. Because if Dan Snyder was still owning the Washington Commanders, the football team, whatever the hell you want to call them, they'd be on this list. Congratulations, Washington. You are nowhere to be seen. A hand clap for you. Congratulations. Anyway, now let's get to the bad ones. You want to talk about a dysfunctional team? Well, damn it. This team also represents Washington. What number is it?
Number six.
It's the Wizards. I'm sorry. I can't help it. Ted Leonsis is not going to be my friend. He's not my friend now anyway, but he's never really going to be my friend. This team sucks. They go under the radar. The Washington Wizards go under the radar. They are so bad. There are so many other bad things that have happened in D.C. The Wizards kind of just, they flow under the river of garbage. You don't notice it. I'm sorry. You can thank the Commanders for that. You can thank Dan Snyder for that. They won 15 games last year. The only team that was worse in the NBA were the Detroit Pistons. Remember the Pistons? They won 14 games last year. They were on a 28-game losing streak. The Washington Wizards haven't won more than 35 games since 2018. Damn. The last time they were any damn worth of good was John Wall, and we all know that they were never going to win anything. And they gave away these big contracts to John Wall and Bradley Beal, and they were just bad. And then they got badly hurt, and now they're badly gone, and they're still bad. Hickey, I don't like saying this about guys. Alex Saar, what is he? He's like, is he a real NBA player, or is he like a creative player?
Oh, boy.
What is he? The Washington Wizards are so bad. Alex Saar said, and the Hawks are bad too. Alex Saar said, I don't want to go to the Hawks because the Wizards players are worse, and at least I know I'll get some playing time. this is bad, man. They got Jordan Poole. Yeah, that's the one that got punched by Draymond Green. They have Kyle Kuzma. And then they just signed Malcolm Brogdon, who was an NBA veteran. He was a sixth man of the year a few years ago. He's just a vet, just a point guard vet, can score 15, 16 a game. This Washington Wizards team, and then they signed, Valanciunas, who would probably be traded? This is the worst starting lineup in the NBA. This sucks. And then Malcolm Brogdon, who went to Virginia. He's from here in Georgia. But he went, he sat there in front of the media. He's like, yeah, I went to Virginia. My family's from Virginia. He's the only human being you will ever hear in your life who says this.
Man, I was super excited. I feel like I'm coming back home. I've always had extended family in D.C. that I visited growing up. Ended up coming to school here, an hour and a half down the road. And my wife is from Northern Virginia. So this is like a full circle moment for me to be able to play for the Wizards. A team I've always wanted to put the jersey on for, so I'm super excited to be here.
Nobody says that. Come on. Nobody says I want to be on a bad team because my family is from. Nobody says that. The Washington Wizards, they're dysfunctional. They're pathetic. They're sad. I'll let them have a bad year. I'm going to move on. What's the next number?
Number five.
Top six dysfunctional teams in sports right now. Yeah, why are we wasting time? Let me just get through this. It's the Dallas Cowboys. Come on now. You can't have dysfunction without Jerry. Yeah, Jerry Jones. The man who's been, you know, running the Cowboys, told Tom Landry to take a boot, thought that he could run the team, hasn't won a Super Bowl really since Jimmy left, and then he ran the team, and he got a gift with Barry, and he haven't won anything since then. He's made a lot of money, a lot of great marketing, a lot of great players and quarterbacks, a lot of rich guys, and no championships, none. None since 96. It is 2024. Oh, wait, you mean to tell me that's almost 30 years? Damn. Dallas Cowboys are on a trip to nowhere. At least we don't have to expect them to win 12 games this year. They'll probably barely make the postseason, where they will be eliminated. Mike McCarthy will probably get the boot. They have no running game. They have a quarterback who only has one guy to throw the ball to. Brandon Cooks is now hurt. DeMarcus Lawrence is hurt. Micah Parsons is hurt. And Jared Jones is probably sitting on a yacht somewhere. I don't know, eating McDonald's. Anyway, this is a crazy person, I think. At least when it comes to football, not making money. He was on 105.3 The Fan last week. We talked about this. And Jerry Jones, he was asked if he can take some of the blame for how bad they are. Listen to a crazy football man.
I think I've forgotten what it is. Now, I'm not trying to say this, but if you look at who's won the games over the last 4 or 5 years, Kansas City has, of course, but we're not far right. We're right in that pack. Now, we're in a soft spot. We've got to get out of it.
Jerry,
I accept that completely. I don't know how you could look at it otherwise.
Did you hear that, man? And did you hear the radio host kind of part? Like, did he just say the Dallas Cowboys are in the same damn pack as the Chiefs? That man is delusional. Delusional. And dysfunctional, too. Top six dysfunctional teams in sports. I got the Dallas Cowboys at five. They're just a dumpster fire. Just rolling. They've only played 4 games. They got a whole season left. What's another dysfunctional team? What number are we up to?
Number four.
Oh, my goodness. This team just made history. This team just made history by being the worst baseball team in history. Modern history. Modern history is 1900. Which means 124 years of being bad. There's not a human being alive on Earth right now who's 124 years old. Not one. Happy birthday to Jimmy Carter. Hickey, he's 100.
That he is, and he got a nice flyover yesterday, too. Good for him.
He did. He saw it, right?
Yes.
Okay, they took him outside. He saw it.
Yes, I'm going to get myself in trouble here. No, he saw it.
He did. They took him outside, and he saw it. God bless him. Anyway. I could tell you one thing that the Chicago White Sox did not see. That's a victory. Not enough of them. You want to talk about dysfunction? I have them at number four on the list. How the hell do you lose 121 games? They must have won the other 42 by accident. Man, they lost 101 last year. What are they going to do next year? Lose another 100? Jerry Reinsdorf bought this team in 1981. Yeah, they've won a World Series, but how you get this bad? Sometimes these old guys don't know when to move the hell up on the way. And if you didn't believe me that the White Sox were awful this year, listen to NBC Sports after they broke the record for being terrible.
Well, the White Sox ended their season with a victory on the road yesterday, but it wasn't enough to turn around their record-setting bad season.
Yeah, the White Sox finished the season winning 5 of their last 6 games, but they still make history with the most losses in a season in the modern era. Their record stands at 41-121 for the 2024 season, and that is one more loss than the 1962 Mets. Still, that final win gave them something to hang their hats on. on. White Sox owner Jerry Reinsdorf released a statement apologizing to fans. He said, in part, quote, "By all measures, our on-field performance this season was a failure. As the leader of this organization, that is my ultimate responsibility. There are no excuses. I want to thank you for continuing to support the team throughout what was an embarrassing season. You all deserved better. We owe it to each and every one of you." End quote.
Oh, come on now. Jerry Reinsdorf didn't write that. He had his secretary write that. Jerry Reinsdorf doesn't even know how to use AI. He didn't ask AI to write that. He just told his secretary to do that. And then she told AI to write it. The White Sox are an embarrassment. They're dysfunctional. One of the biggest cities on this side of the planet, Chicago, deserves a better team than the White Sox. At least they got the Cubs. This sucks. Anyway, I got them at number four on the list. Top six dysfunctional teams. Let's go from number four to
number three.
Oh, we've been talking about this team a lot. It's the Raiders. I'm sorry, it is. Only the Las Vegas Raiders could kind of bring in a Devontae Adams, like trade the world for him, pair him up with a Derek Carr, tell Derek Carr to take a hike, have an upset wide receiver who's not playing with the guy he thought he was going to play with. Now you got two crap quarterbacks that nobody wants. You have a star wide receiver who wants out. You have a new head coach in Antonio Pierce who likes to poke at his players on Instagram. This is crazy. The Raiders are a mess, and they're going to suck for a long time because they have no QB. None. And even today, you want to know what the circus sounds like? It sounds like Antonio Pierce not answering, not responding to questions about Devontae Adams. Listen to this.
I was wondering if you could address that.
Yeah, Devontae's dealing with a hamstring. He's rehabbing, and the rest of us are focused on Denver.
Is he here in the building today?
He's supposed to be rehabbing.
So yesterday, Devontae went on the Up and Adams show and discussed, a social media post earlier this week. Is that something that was accidental on your part in terms of liking the post? Or?
Yeah, I'm just focused on Denver.
Have you communicated with Devontae, and where is the relationship with you? And
me and Devontae talk often.
Have you talked to him since all of this?
I believe that between me and Devontae.
Are you concerned at all about this being a distraction?
No, because we're focused on Denver.
Antonio, given all the reports that are out there about Devontae, how are you able to focus simply on the Broncos coming up?
I've been doing them. You talking about me personally?
You, and then how do you?
Oh, because, I mean, it starts with me, because that's my only focus. I get paid here to get ready each and every week for the opponent. I don't blink. I don't flinch. I don't know. I've said it before. Like, I've been through enough in my life with adversity and stuff that it doesn't bother me. I just move forward. The next obstacle in front of me is the Denver Broncos. And that's what I presented to my team, and that's what they're doing right now in the meeting. We're about to go out to practice and do it versus the Broncos.
Get the sense that they absorbed that message?
100%.
Give an update on Max.
Yeah, still battling.
Regardless of it's Devontae or any other player, if there was a trade conversation, would that be a conversation with you, Telesco, combination of the both? How would that go?
I think everybody involved, right? Myself, Telesco, Mark Davis.
Coach, with the Devontae Adams situation, is there a message or a tone or a precedent you're trying to set with the situation at all?
No, just business as usual. Just got to keep rolling. I mean, it's NFL. Things come up every day. Since I've taken over this job, it's been obstacles. So, just another one.
The Raiders by themselves are just an obstacle. They are. The Raiders are an obstacle all by them damn selves. Let me leave the owner's hair alone. Anyway, that's an obstacle too. Sorry, I had to get it out there. There's always, before Antonio Pierce was ever even thought of to be the head coach of the Raiders, there were obstacles, there were issues, there were problems. And now he's just adding to it. And stay off of Instagram, please. The head coach on Instagram poking at the star player. Stop it. Anyway, it's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. When we come back on the other side, I got two more answers for you. It's a top six list. I have two more teams that are dysfunctional and beyond. I'll tell you number two. I'll tell you number one on the other side of the break. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Giving you a new top six list. We're taking a look at some of the most dysfunctional franchises, teams, in the world of sports right now. We're down to two. But right before we went to break, you can always hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. I gave you the first four. At number six, I gave you the Washington Wizards. The Commanders have stunk so bad that the Wizards have been able to kind of run around in their shadow. They won 15 games last year. They haven't won more than 35 games in about 6 years. The fans in Washington, what are they showing up to D.C. for? To see LeBron James and Steph Curry show up, right? What else are you going to see the Wizards play for? Nothing. No reason. Anyway, I got them at number six. And number five, I gave you the Dallas Cowboys. We know the Dallas Cowboys are dysfunctional. Thank you, Jerry. And number four, I gave you the worst baseball team in the last 124 years. That's the Chicago White Sox. At number three, of course this team is dysfunctional. They're named after swashbuckling, stealing, silver and black pirates, the Raiders. Have you seen their fans? Yeah, I have. I've met a few of them. I have. The black hole. Hickey, I saw you out there in that face paint. I saw you.
How could you tell it was me?
I saw the spikes. You wear spikes to work sometimes, too, right?
No. Next time I'll wear the gorilla, you know, I'll copy the gorilla suit, guys, so that way you really can't tell.
Oh, wow. Okay. Don't do that. He might sue you.
Oh, you don't want that. No, please. Yeah,
Hickey getting sued by a football fan in a gorilla suit.
No, imagine he shows up to court.
in the gorilla suit?
In the suit.
That guy copied my gimmick.
Listen, Judge Judy.
Owes me money. You got to pay the gorilla for pain and suffering. Sad. The Raiders are number three on the dysfunctional list. If the Raiders are number three, well, hey, what's the next number?
Number two.
Oh, man. They're the Jacksonville Jaguars. Oh, yeah, they're real pathetic right now. They're real pathetic. You're paying Trevor Lawrence $55 million. He's getting smacked around like a pinata. I have nobody to throw the ball to. Paying one of the top defenders in the league a lot of money to Josh Hines Allen. He's getting a lot of money. He's hurt. The team sucks. They're 0-4, doling out all this money. They went from one disaster in Urban Meyer to another one now in Doug Peterson. Doug Peterson is having to answer questions about his own job security. And he's like, what are you talking about? Listen to this question just from this week.
My status?
After an 0-4 start?
I mean, it's kind of a strange question, but okay.
It's kind of a strange... Man, you're going to get fired, bruh. Like, Shad Khan is mad at you. You just lost to the Bills 47-10. Ouch. Got the Texans next. That's not going to be any better. Ouch. And what makes the Jaguars even more dysfunctional? It's not just the play on a football field. It's not just all the roaches that just own the stadium. And I'm not joking. The roaches own the stadium. They have to fumigate the place. Not joking. Dead serious. Not only did Shad Khan bring in Urban Meyer, who had no professional football experience, and the players hated his guts, and then he was hanging out with a woman who wasn't his wife after a team loss. Oh, he left the team and let the team go back home, and he hung out with a woman who's not his wife. Besides that stuff, how could anybody ever forget this story? Listen, from the Today Show.
New federal charges accuse one of the team's former employees of astronomical theft to the tune of $22 million. The Justice Department laying out how Amit Patel, a Jaguars employee from 2018 to 2023, used an elaborate scheme involving virtual corporate credit cards to steal all that money and allegedly spent it on lavish items, including a Florida condo, a new Tesla Model 3, a country club membership, a $95,000 watch, and online gambling websites. Kaylin Collar with The Athletic broke the story with her colleague Katie Strang.
Is this as crazy as it sounds? A Jaguars employee responsible for financial planning is accused of stealing $22 million.
It is as crazy as it sounds. This is not an everyday headline. This is a very unique story.
The Jaguars are so dysfunctional. Not only are they bad on the football field, they are so bad and inept that they're being robbed by their own employees. And the story gets even crazier. The Jaguars, it's FanDuel. That's the company that the guy gambled on. He's like, I'm going to steal $22 million from my employer. Then I'm going to go gambling on FanDuel. The Jacksonville Jaguars tried to sue FanDuel to get the money back. Like, what are you doing? And Hickey, help me out. Did you hear this? Did you hear? And Amit Patel has been sentenced to like almost 7 years in prison. Smart man. Hickey, did you hear that he now wants to sue FanDuel? Did you hear that?
No. For what?
He is suing FanDuel basically for not being more public in disclosing the dangers of gambling.
Oh, my God.
That he was exploited.
Oh.
They exploited his gambling addiction. It's now FanDuel's fault. He wants some money.
Oh, jeez. That's honestly, I think, more laughable than the Jaguars going to FanDuel and saying, give us our money back. Every loser that loses a bet. I was exploited. Hand up. I'm suing. Hey, maybe not the worst idea.
He says his gambling addiction was intentionally ignored and that they are responsible for his issues.
What's next? He's going to blame them for stealing the $22 million as well?
Yeah. No, he's gonna blame the little guy who popped up on his shoulder. That's what he's gonna.
Oh,
that's crazy,
man. That's insane. That can't even make it a court. Like you got to throw that out before even one lawyer steps in the courtroom. With how ridiculous that is.
That's crazy. Marco Belletti, did you hear that he was suing FanDuel? Did you hear that?
That's tremendous. I want to sue him. Why would you get a $95,000 watch and then you bought a Tesla? What are your decision making skills here? What are we doing?
Well.
Obviously not that bright.
Who hired him?
Well, that's a different story.
No. Forget this. If you're Shad Khan and you own the Jacksonville Jaguars and all of this is now taking place, who looks at his – does his boss still have a job with the Jaguars? We won't know, right? We don't know that.
No, but that would be hilarious to be in the room and be like, who hired this guy? Was it you? Did you interview him?
Who hired him? He got to have a – who's his manager, right? Oh, my God.
I'm telling you, he was a great interview. Nah, you missed it. It was a great interview. I mean, look, he snowed everybody. I'm telling you.
Wow. Hickey, the suit was filed in the Southern District of New York. So, Hickey, if you want to go sit down for a couple of hours and you want to listen to the case, you can make it.
Oh, wow. You know what? Might as well.
Unfortunately for this guy, what's his name? Amit Patel. He's gonna be in on Zoom. Okay, he can't make it to the courthouse. It'll be in Zoom. So spare yourself the trip. Yeah, if you want dysfunction, Jacksonville Jaguars. I got them at number 2 on my list. They're bad on the field. The stadium is bad, full of roaches. They got to build a new one. And this is a team. You thought Jerry Jones was bad. You thought Dan Snyder was stealing from his fans. Jacksonville Jaguars are getting robbed by their own employees in the auditing department. What a world. Accounting is stealing from you. Anyway, it's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. When we come back on the other side, I'm going to share with you the most dysfunctional team in sports right now. Number 1 is on the other side of the break.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Been sharing with you a top 6 list. Some of the most dysfunctional teams in the world of sports right now. At number 6, I gave you the Washington Wizards. Yeah, they're so bad, people don't even realize that. Yeah, the second worst team next to the Pistons. Might as well be just as bad. And they got no future. None. Sorry. Zip. And number 5, I gave you the Dallas Cowboys. And number 4, I gave you the record-breaking White Sox for terrible reasons. And number 3, I gave you the Raiders. They're always terrible. Now they got a star wide receiver that they traded the world for that they're now going to trade out. And number two, I gave you the Jacksonville Jaguars. They got robbed by their own employee to the tune of $22 million. And now they got a quarterback who's robbing them as well, Trevor Lawrence, making $55 million a year. And so if I have the Jacksonville Jaguars at number two, and this is a top six list, that leaves us here.
Number one.
The most dysfunctional team in sports right now doesn't even have a home. The most dysfunctional team in sports right now was ripped out of a city where they've won multiple championships. The most dysfunctional team in sports doesn't even have a shovel in the ground for its future home. The most dysfunctional team in sports bled the team out of the city with some of their championships players. These guys, they bled. They sweated it out. They gave it all on the field. The most dysfunctional team in sports. It's the A's. I don't even know if they're the Oakland A's anymore. Matter of fact, if I go to A's.com, I wonder if there's even a word. Does the word Oakland even exist on the website? Athletics. Okay, let's see. I'm just A's. Nope. Ending on a loud note. The A's, the time in Oakland. Okay. I wonder how long before they erase the word Oakland. Maybe officially when the World Series is over. Anyway, watching their final game in the Oakland Coliseum. Yeah, it's a concrete dump. The owner didn't want to go downtown. Piece of crap. His name is John Fisher, by the way. I think the people in Oakland could say worse about him. It felt like a funeral. We were right here in the studio watching the game. Thank God they won. But it was literally a funeral. We said that watching the game on air. And if you wanted to know how terrible this is, how awful this is, for the A's to be bled out of Oakland, moving up to Sacramento, to play in a minor league ballpark, with the future hope that they can move to Las Vegas and get a deal done. NBC Bay Area, they talked about the A's final home game. Listen to these fans and listen to how they felt.
Let's go, Oakland!
I'm feeling like I'm going to a funeral, like saying goodbye to a loved one forever.
This team means so much to me. And it's just breaking my heart.
I'm just crying, tearing up, and we want our team to stay in Oakland.
Stay in Oakland!
They're going away. They're being taken away. Nobody wants them to go.
It's a tough day to be an A's fan.
I can't believe it's over.
The A's won their final game here at the Oakland Coliseum, but not even 1,000 wins could make up for what some of the fans say they're losing. They're losing community, childhood memories, and some say even a piece of themselves.
This will be the last time I ever tailgate in this parking lot. That's kind of crazy to think about, actually.
Enjoying all the memories with the family, kids, you know, because I ain't going to be able to get another chance at this.
Nephews, grandchildren, they're not going to have a chance to experience this when they get older. That's what bothers me the most.
And he's a fan. And that's the part that sucks. Fans are numbers. Fans get treated as such. It doesn't matter if you're a fan in Oakland, you're a fan in Vegas. The owners are going to go where they feel the money and the cash is. It's absolutely terrible that Major League Baseball allowed this to happen, that they couldn't find a longer solution to stay in Oakland, that they have to move to a temporary home before they go to Vegas where they don't even have the financing figured out. This is just pathetic all the way around. The Oakland A's, the Athletics, are basically, you know, just some guy who says, hey, can I crash on your couch for a few weeks, and has no plan to ever leave. Oakland A's suck. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. I just gave you my top six list of some of the most dysfunctional teams in sports right now. And number six, I gave you the Wizards. And number five, I gave you the Cowboys. And number four, I gave you the White Sox. And number three, I gave you the Raiders. And number two, I gave you the Jaguars. And the number one, I gave you the Athletics. Is there another team that you think is dysfunctional? Is there a franchise, an organization that you think is completely off the rails, going nowhere? I'm just happy that the Washington Commanders are no longer on a list like this. 855-212-4227. Alan, he's calling from Toronto. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Alan?
Yeah, nice and easy, doesn't it? I hear you. So the San Antonio Spurs, March the 7th last year against Sacramento, they were eliminated from playoff competition for the fifth straight year. They were 22-60 the past 2 years, and the last 5 years they've been way below 500. And Victor Wembanyama. No man is an island. He needs plenty of help. Everybody needs plenty of help. Greg Popovich is 75 years old. You know, he has nothing to prove. His legacy is set. He's, I presume he's well off financially. And, you know, if I was a friend of his, I would do what a friend is supposed to do. I'd try and talk him out of retiring. You know, 75 years old. It has gotten to a point of how much more can he take? You know, a dysfunctional team in the last 5 years. And, you know, the man, I've seen him in interviews, too, and he seems to be taking it kind of graciously, too. He's hugging a lot of people. He's it doesn't bother him that much. But if I'm him, I'm putting my feet up at 75 years old and enjoying my retirement, my newfound leisure. So.
Well, Alan, are you telling me that Greg Popovich makes the Spurs dysfunctional?
No, he doesn't know, but he is partly to blame for. He's not
what,
all to blame for, of course, but
what,
he's partly to blame for.
Stop for
say.
A second. What makes the San Antonio Spurs dysfunctional?
Bad management. It all starts at the top, I would presume.
Well, Greg Popovich is the guy who runs the team. Let me think about this for a second, Alan, and thank you so much for calling from Toronto. When you win, this is almost the same thing as the New England Patriots. When you win for 15 and 20 years, you're going to stink right behind. That's just what's going to happen. I'm not going to say that Bill Belichick at the end of his tenure with the New England Patriots, that this guy was dysfunctional. It's hard finding the quote unquote next Tom Brady. There's no such thing. I'm sorry, Greg Popovich, and he might have actually hit the jackpot. There's no such thing as the next Tim Duncan. Whoa, we got a 7'3" freak over here from France. No disrespect, Victor Wembanyama, but damn, that doesn't happen for everybody. I mean, if you got to look at one franchise that's been able to roll from 1 to 2 to 3, look at the Packers, man. Come on. They went from Brett Favre to Aaron Rodgers. And they got a guy in Jordan Love who looks like he's going to be very, very good for a long time. They're paying him like it. Come on. You can't. The Spurs? Dysfunctional? Bad? Yes. They've been ass. I'm not going to call them dysfunctional. There's no way in hell I could put the Spurs in the same category as, I don't know, the White Sox or the Raiders. No, Alan, no. Bad? Yes. And it may not even be bad this year. Victor Wembanyama's been eating his Wheaties. He's eating American food, but I know he's not. Hick, you think he's had a like White Castle yet? No.
No shot.
No.
That diet is as clean as Tom Brady's.
You put White Castle in front of Wembanyama. What is he just? He looks at you like what is this? What are you doing?
No, thank you.
He's not eating that crap.
He seems pretty polite. I don't think he would say, "Get that out of my face." I mean, just no thank you.
Okay. You think he's in bed right now or he's reading a book?
Probably reading. On his way to going to bed for like probably exactly 8 hours.
Yeah. So they can get up and go to practice in the morning? Like, I've never met Victor Wembanyama, you know, but I know this guy. He just practices, reads, he works. I don't know. Does he have like a 6'10" girlfriend? Probably not.
Probably not, but...
Maybe. It's somewhere, right? He has a hidden.
You were talking about jeans before, the McCaffreys. If Wemby finds a 6'10 girlfriend, their offspring, man.
It, Yeah, the offspring is going to be busting Caitlin Clark's ass. Caitlin Clark is going to be in year number 20, and this young girl is going to be blocking a shot.
And Diana Taurasi will be coaching her up, cheering hard.
I hope not. Yeah, Diana Taurasi, man, she's going to head into retirement. Well, she probably is retiring. Has she said a nice word about Caitlin Clark yet?
Nope.
Anyway, that'll be funny. Imagine Victor Wembanyama has a daughter, plays against Caitlin Clark at the end of her career. What a world. What a world. How old will I be? I won't be that old. Yeah, I'll be old, but not that old. Anyway, it's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. The phone lines are open. It's 855-212-4227. I just gave you a top six list. Some of the most dysfunctional teams in the world of sports. The Wizards, the Cowboys, the White Sox, the Raiders, the Jaguars, and the former Oakland A's. Is there another dysfunctional team? Is there a team that the owner is nuts? They can't get out of their way? 855-212-4227. The phone lines are open. If you want to give me a call, I'll give you an update as well on some Major League Baseball playoff action. You're locked in. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network.